Texting mistakes that could instantly turn people off. As we look ahead, it's essential to be mindful of how our texting habits might impact future interactions. With the rise of digital communication, we may soon encounter situations where common texting blunders could easily create misunderstandings or bad impressions. By being aware of these potential pitfalls, we can position ourselves to communicate more effectively and foster stronger connections. Let's anticipate these challenges and prepare to navigate them gracefully as we move forward in our texting journeys. 1. Overusing abbreviations or slang. In the fast-paced environment we're heading into, shorthand like LOL or BRB can be handy. However, let's avoid overdoing it to ensure our messages are clear and thoughtful. Knowing your audience will help us adapt our style appropriately. 2. Lack of context or clarity. As our conversations grow more dynamic, we must ensure our messages aren't too vague. Adding context or a bit more detail will be crucial in preventing misunderstandings as we coordinate events. 3. Misreading tone. Without vocal cues, our sarcasm or humor might miss the mark. During future interactions, using emojis or stating our tone explicitly, like just kidding, can enhance understanding and keep the mood light. 4. Delayed responses or ghosting. As we connect with more people, timely communication will be vital. If life gets busy, a quick note like "I'm tied up right now, but I'll respond soon" will demonstrate respect and keep relationships strong. 5. Excessive texting. With excitement building for upcoming events, it's easy to get carried away with messages. We'll want to maintain a balance that keeps engagement enjoyable without overwhelming anyone. 6. Ignoring punctuation and capitalization. Casual texting should still be readable. As we prepare for more interactions, let's remember that neglecting basic punctuation can make messages harder to follow or even come off as impolite. 7. Assuming tone or intent. In anticipation of future discussions, let's remind ourselves to consider alternative interpretations before reacting emotionally. Asking for clarification can go a long way in fostering clear communication. How to prepare for these challenges? Develop a habit of pausing before sending messages to ensure clarity and tone are just right. Adapt our texting style based on whom we're speaking with. Professional contacts may need a more formal approach compared to close friends. Feel free to use emojis or GIFs for emotional nuance, but let's not rely on them entirely. Practice empathy and patience, remembering that texting, while convenient, isn't always perfect communication.